Thank you. It's so nice to get applause before you give a talk. It's really, there's a lot to live up to. So some of you may be wondering what in the world a neonatologist is doing at a conference like this and talking about this, and I think that's the point. You know, you heard Sherry comment during her introduction that if we're going to address these complex problems like infant mortality, multi-sector approaches are absolutely essential. And not only does that mean that we have to think about economic, community, health, and political factors all at once, but certainly as a healthcare provider, we have to think very carefully about why it makes sense to, for me, for example, to provide incredibly expensive neonatal intensive care without any attention to all of these other really important drivers of the problems that arise in the first place. So for us, the opportunity to participate in Best Baby Zone has been a really important step forward in stopping the insanity, if you will, about making huge investments in healthcare while making no investments or trivial investments in all the things that really drive the real health of a community. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Price Hill, but I first have to tell you I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, Sherry gave you an overview of our neighborhood, but a few more details. This is the largest of the three current Best Baby Zones, and we have over 300 births per year in our zone. Just a couple of things to point out. It's actually a racially diverse neighborhood, and for Cincinnati has the highest percentage of Hispanic folks in our entire region. And the other thing I want to point out is that our child poverty rate is extraordinary. And this is not unique to Price Hill, but Price Hill does have one of the highest child poverty rates in our region, which is frankly appalling. So I'm going to tell you in the next few minutes a bit about how we approached our zone. You've heard kind of different approaches from Oakland and Castlemont as well as Holly Grove. And our timeline was a little different, but hopefully one that's working well for this neighborhood. In the 3 years that we've been participants in the Best Baby Zone, we approached it as follows. First, focusing on the key partners in our neighborhood to start with and developing our QI framework, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in the next few minutes. In year two, we were able to use that QI framework and those partnerships to develop and spread moms groups. You'll hear more about that in a minute, and really build a core team of folks to support our work in the Price Hill community. And then by year three, we were able to do the same thing with a program that focused a community activation program and an outreach program that is called Block by Block. We also pursued mini grants similar to what you heard about for Castlemont. We did not have as much success with that program, but our community conversations, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this morning, continue to be successful in terms of identifying our strategy to move forward. So, in terms of building the QI framework, this is a very busy slide, and I don't want you to read it. But I do want you to appreciate that this is how we started with developing a key driver diagram, identifying the drivers that we believe were important and necessary to reduce infant mortality in the zone, and identify the interventions that are relevant to mediate and address those key drivers. So this, if you will, was the roadmap that we started with. It's been modified many times since then, the most recent modification in March of 2014. So Our North Star was preterm birth in Price Hill. The reason, why not infant mortality? Well, with 300 births a year, it's really not a very useful metric in a geography of this size. And as all of you, I presume, are aware, preterm birth is the most important driver or factor around infant mortality. So you can see that we developed a structure and framework to measure infant mortality in our zone, and this is in partnership with one of our key partners, the Hamilton County Public Health Department, and we worked with them to develop a portal from the state of Ohio, Vital Records, that allowed us to get real time, not 2 years in arrears, but real time data regarding preterm births. And I'd be happy to tell you more about that infrastructure if time permits. But you can see that, you know, we haven't made a huge dent in preterm birth thus far. And this, I think, is important. Sherry mentioned this in her introductory remarks. But this takes time, folks. And this is a challenge for all of us. Just to make an impact that can drive this number down in a sustainable and significant way takes more than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But if we take our foot off the gas, we're never going to make any progress. So just one example of how we have made some progress, you know, again, the traditional notion around prenatal care, if I'm speaking as a medical provider for a moment, is that we put a shingle out, and we expect people to come on in. And that's about the extent of it. And if they don't come on in when we expect them to, that's their fault. And in fact, when we started this work, if a woman didn't come on in for prenatal care when she was expected to, she could be fired by her provider. So think about that for a second. One of our earlier projects around Best Baby Zone was to work in the healthcare sector with the key provider of prenatal care in Price Hill, the Price Hill Health Center, and ask them to partner with us to help make their center more inviting, useful, and appropriate for the delivery of prenatal care. And we did more than that. We actually measured how quickly women entered prenatal care. The hypothesis or theory being that the earlier a woman entered prenatal care, if the center was more inviting and more capable of meeting her needs and meeting her where she was at rather than the opposite, that she was likely to enter care, prenatal care, earlier because she would perceive real value associated with that prenatal care. So we've had some subtle wins, you know, these run charts. You can see that the numbers bounce around quite a bit, but this each diamond here represents the gestational age that a woman entered prenatal care. So each diamond is an individual woman. And you can see that early on, right here, we did have a significant drop in the gestational age at entry, which is what we were hoping for. The dotted line here is our goal. We'd like every woman to enter prenatal care before 12 weeks gestation. And we're actually getting pretty good results. Again, some bouncing around, but pretty good results. And you can see toward the end here that we actually even see a little less variation with fewer outliers. So this is just one example of how we want to measure how well these different sectors, if you will, are being connected, a community sector with the healthcare sector. And I think the most exciting piece of this for us is that the Price Hill Health Center staff actually think about how to make their center more welcoming, how to adjust hours, how to adjust systems and modify systems based on what women want rather than what they want. So I mentioned moms groups to promote community engagement. The moms group in Price Hill is called Club Mom. This is something that we were able to introduce into Price Hill with the Best Baby Zone. It had been in place in another neighborhood in Cincinnati. And this is an opportunity for moms to get together for a facilitated discussion led by a trained, highly qualified leader to talk about issues that are relevant and important to them. And This program actually works reasonably well because moms can come in from a variety of different sources. So I'm going to talk about block by block in a second here, so this slide's a little bit out of order. But Tiffany here, who is our liaison for the block by block activity, actually has referred moms that she's met during her door-to-door block by block work, or who her block captains have met, to the Moms Club. And this is a way, again, that at a community level, we can actually move the needle in terms of getting real community and real connections for these women who are often very socially isolated. So, Moms Club attendance, something that we track along, again, with several other metrics, has been improving in terms of numbers over the last several weeks. This is data up through July of 15. And, you know, part of that was facilitated by new space that could handle more women. But this is, you know, gives us a sense that there's real buzz in the neighborhood about the value of this kind of activity. I mentioned block by block. This is a program, again, that had existed as a very small effort within Price Hill, and with Best Baby Zone, we were able to expand and develop this program to serve many more homes. There are numerous block captains, here they all are, along with some other support staff here, who basically go door to door in a designated geography within Price Hill. Is this the entire Price Hill neighborhood? Absolutely not. It started, we were able to initially expand to 5 blocks, which doesn't sound like much, but actually was a very important place for us to start. And we're now up to 15 blocks as of next month. What do? Well, when they can get into homes, they not only establish a relationship, these block captains, and these are women who actually live in the community on or near the blocks that they're actually supporting. And but they also provide information about safe sleep, safety remediation, and although it's not shown here, books to encourage reading and so on and so forth. So this is a way to start to get at that cross-sector connection that's so important in order to really improve that sense of community within Price Hill and reduce social isolation. This year, our block captains were able to identify a woman pregnant, 6 months, with twins who hadn't been to prenatal care, was having terrible issues with unstable housing, and had been unfindable otherwise. And in fact, it took several tries until she was sufficiently trusting to start to interact with one of the block captains. She now has stable housing and recently delivered 2 healthy babies. It's anecdotal, I know, but it's good stuff. So this is just some data about, this is older data because of it. We have here only 5 blocks, and as I mentioned, we've been able to expand it now. There are multiple homes that have been delivered, and things like pack-and-play support for families that don't have a safe sleep environment for their infant. We've been able to deliver multiple pack-and-plays through this program, as well as the books that I mentioned, and then safety installations, infant gates, and so on. We also do talk a little bit about health care, so ensuring, as I mentioned in this story I just shared with you, whether a woman has a medical home, and if she does not, helping her identify how that medical home can be established. So, how's Best Baby Zone been valuable? Well, I hopefully have given you some sense of how we've worked to decrease social isolation in the Price Hill neighborhood. And most importantly, those connections are essential if we're going to address social determinants of health. It reminds other sectors, and I haven't had a chance to talk about, for example, the financial advocacy center at the Santa Maria Community Services in Price Hill, but it helps efforts that may not have necessarily thought about maternal and child health to think about it and to be aware of the issue. Best Baby Zone for us has been an incubator that has really informed regional infant mortality reduction efforts. It's been a neighborhood scale focus that actually has helped frame our work across our county and beyond. The evaluation work that you're going to hear about very shortly is going to inform future work and identify hopefully new ways that we can connect with women who are difficult to engage and locate. There's a lot of competition in this space always. A lot of our social service providers tend to compete for logical reasons. They're looking for funding. They're trying to stay alive. And what we've hoped to have accomplished with the Best Baby Zone, although it's always a work in progress, is that notion of creating a bundle of care that's collaborative and not duplicative. It really has helped us think about collective impact in a very important way, and you heard during my introduction that we now have a very active and robust collective impact collaborative to reduce infant mortality for our entire region. That's really, really important. And then finally, Cincinnati never had a healthy start site, which is unbelievable, really, thinking about our child poverty rate and our preterm birth rate. And certainly, in Best Baby Zone was a very important part of allowing us to successfully compete for Healthy Start funding, which we were awarded last year, and now have our program up and running, serving, amongst other zip codes, the two Price Hill zip codes that you've heard about this morning. So that's an important step forward. Our Healthy Start program, which is called Cradle Cincinnati Connections, is really, in many ways, carrying on a lot of the work that we're able to get started and grow thanks to the Best Baby Zone. So we're very excited about the future. It's a big problem. There's always a sense of urgency around how to address this and to hurry up and make it go away because it's frankly so appalling. And the work of my colleagues at the Best Baby Zone under Sherry's leadership and our national partners has been an inspiration for many years now in terms of helping us move forward. So we're very, very grateful for that. So I think that's my last slide. I thank you very much for your attention.